If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Lewis Capaldi had to step away from the music industry. And I believe it was at Glastonbury where he stepped away.
He left in 2023 and made a triumphant return in 2025.
Kennedy had a chance to interview him. If you did not hear his return to Glastonbury, this is what it sounded like. Documentary all about what happened with him and his mental health and his medical health, and that's kind of where you started with the interview with him in New York.
2023, you walked off the stage at Glastonbury because it was just too much. And then just a few days ago, we watched you walk back on the stage at Glastonbury and you had arrived.
Yeah.
What was it like to walk on stage, but not just to walk on stage, but to stop singing and have everyone be there with you in that moment?
Yeah, it was great. I just, it had been a long old 2 years, as you said, like from 2023, and 2023 didn't go the way I wanted it to in any respect. So yeah, to be able to come back and do Glastonbury the way we did it felt really special and just like a really full circle moment. So I'm really, I just feel lucky that and really grateful that we got the opportunity to do it again.
Because when I came into work that morning and I watched the video, I was sobbing.
All right, yeah.
Sobbing.
So was I. So everyone was teared up.
I think it's one thing to like, you know, walk away, but to come back in the place where you walked away and to have those thousands of people say, yep, got you, baby, got you.
That's what it felt like for sure. So I'm,
So speaking back to that time in 2023, I feel that we have seen a lot of people take steps back. Simone Biles, we've seen people, Zayn Malik, seen people say, I need to take a step back. And I feel like that can be very understood, if that's a word, by people who don't live in this world.
Yeah.
How dare you? What's wrong with you? Whatever. Yeah, but like life saving. For other people who might have seen you do that. So as you took that moment and as you've taken that time away in those 2 years, what did you learn about yourself and what gave you the strength to come back?
I don't know. It's a big old question that I learned that I'm probably more resilient than I thought I was. I always thought I was someone who, and I still am in some respects, someone who bends at the slightest.
Don't we all, though?
Yeah, inconvenience and all that. But I'm someone who I don't really see things through quite a lot. I'm quite bad at like making promises to myself that I don't keep. But this time around, with doing therapy and focusing on getting better, I was really saying to myself, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to get to the end of it and I'm going to make sure that everything that I promise myself I'm going to follow through on. So yeah, I think that was just a big thing for me, that sort of getting to, no, and I suppose I'm not at the end of my.
It is a marathon, honey. We will never be done with
it. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a case of I've seen it through for the last 2 years, and I've stuck with it. And I think that for me has been the biggest thing. That sort of consistency with, I guess I don't really like this phrase, but like showing up for myself, I guess, in big ways. So
it's an important statement.
Yeah.
There's a statement, tale as old as time, that says, the fire that warms us also consumes us. And I think people who work in the public eye, this speaks to more than anything. I feel this a lot too, that I feel it's important for me to talk about my mental health to people. I feel it's important for me to show up for those people, but it can be exhausting at times. And I feel like your fans have sort of been a beacon through this very rough sea you traveled. So what could you say to those people who just sold out every concert you just announced, and will sell out the ones that come to America, I'm sure.
That'd be nice.
What would you say to the people that have lifted you up during this time?
Just thanks for still being there, I guess. I was really worried when we went away for that long time that when we came back, people wouldn't care, or people would be a bit... Music moves so quickly now, and so many people come and go, and there's music that with so much, like 100,000 songs or something are being released every day. I don't know, it's something mental, that stat. But I just am grateful that people are still there. People still seem to care about the music that we're putting out. And the outpouring of support that people have showed me over the last 2 years has definitely not gone unnoticed. It's been really lovely. And the response to the Glastonbury stuff was just, was really touching. So just thank you for still being there and still buying tickets to things.
We got a text from the 978 from our friend B-Side. I remember when you guys were giving away tickets for Louis Capaldi and had no idea who he was.
And now look.
Yeah. Very cool interview, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.